Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Police Officer Katie Gussinger to talk about the Shop with a Cop program. I guess we should just start off with, what is Shop with a Cop?
Shop with a Cop is a program where local law enforcement, the officers, will take children from our area. So in our case, we'll be taking students from West Central Valley School District. And we actually will take them to a store, and we'll be going shopping for the holiday season. They'll be able to buy things not only for themselves, but their immediate household family members, whether that's, you know, a brother, sister, mom, dad, grandma, whoever's living with them. We'll make sure everyone kind of comes home with something that day.
Okay. And how did you hear about Shop with a Cop?
Shop with a Cop is actually a program that's been around for a very long time. It's an event held really nationwide. Every department that participates or makes a program for their area, you know, they make it kind of what their own is. You know, some agencies in the metro, you know, they might be taking 100 students or 100 kids, and we'll be starting. This is our first year doing it. So my goal is to take around 10 or 12 students to shopping, but it's a very popular program. It's, you know, it's just a really fun program. It helps build relationships with us, but, you know, we also want to help give back to the community. And, you know, if some families are, you know, maybe just going through a hard time or need a little pick-me-up, we, you know, want to make sure and we can give back to them in that way.
Okay. And you said this is the first year that it's been done in Stewart. Why do you decide to go ahead and get it started down here?
Over the last few years, I've really been working on programming for our department. Earlier this year, we did our first annual summer youth programs, where I took groups of students on kind of day camps to the zoo or the state park, and just kind of, you know, again, went on those relationship building and having fun experience together. And this is a program we've been talking about a lot, you know, in our department. A lot of it is, you know, can we work on the funding? How do we pay for all this? So over the summer, I actually incorporated my program. So we are a 501c3 now. So that opened some doors for me to work on grants, getting more, you know, corporate donations, business donations, or even community donations, knowing that, you know, this is an official program now. You know, we're running it as a nonprofit, and everything we get is filtered back to the community. So through that, you know, I was able to get work on some grants and donations and really make this a possibility. But we're always trying to just grow our programming, giving back to the community. And a big part of that with me is, you know, our youth are a huge part of our community. And, you know, as they grow up, we want to have positive relationships with them.
All right. And when is the department going to be doing this for this year?
So our Shop with a Cop will be taking place on Saturday, December 10th. With our partnership also with West Central Valley School District, they'll be helping me with providing transportation for these students. That's a big part of the program too, is we don't want to put more weight on any family's shoulders. So we'll be transporting these kids with us to, we'll be going shopping at Target in West Des Moines at the Mill Civic area. And afterwards, we'll be heading out to lunch at Pizza Ranch in Waukee. And then we'll be coming back to the Stewart Fire Station, and they'll be getting to wrap presents and just have some treats and just get everything they've gotten that day ready to go home to their families.
All right. And are there any other events that you kind of have planned out for here in the end of November and into December, January?
I'm always working on something. So I just made a post about Stewart Emergency Services. We'll be having our holiday event at the Stewart Fire Station on Saturday, November 26th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As long as I've been with the police department, we've been doing this event with the Stewart Fire and Stewart Rescue. You can get pictures with Santa. We'll have cookie decorating, and then they'll have hot dogs, chips, and hot cocoa there. I mean, that's kind of during Small Business Saturday, so feel free, you know, very family-friendly event. Doesn't cost anything. So come on out, get, you know, some lunch, and then you guys can continue shopping in Stewart. As always, it's just incredibly thankful for tremendous community support for this program. I think when I start new programs or ideas, I hope, you know, people see what we're trying to do or, you know, are on board with it. And I think, you know, when this new program came out, tremendous feedback, very, very excited from, you know, community members about it, think it's a great idea. So I always try and, you know, make sure to thank the community for their support, because really without them, these programs wouldn't always be possible. So just a big thanks for everybody for helping us get it on its way.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.